Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. We always have a moral dilemma on this show. When we do Am I the Jerk, and lots of people have them. We find emails all the time. I never thought I'd have to write into a radio station, but I have a moral dilemma. So you can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can actually leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. We can put you in the Kissmas Protection Program, or you can just hit us up on social.
I want to be in the Kissmas Protection Program
too
for
late.
This one.
No. It's too late.
I want to be ZD.
No, because then I'll get it all mixed up.
And ZD wrote in.
I can't even keep my schedule right. You want me to call you a different name?
No,
get out of here, dude.
Don't do that.
Don't even try to role play with Allie. I'll get confused on what day it is.
We did improv.
Oh, yeah, we did. It worked well, huh?
No. So, so I wrote in.
Yeah. So, DZ, tell everyone what the problem is.
Man, listen. Y'all know I've been healing from surgery, right? Had a knee surgery 2 months ago now, a little over 9 weeks ago. And my wife and I have been coordinating the best sleep possible. Mm-hmm. She's a very, I'd call, heavy sleeper, right? To a degree where unless the boys are making noise,
she's out.
Out. Yeah. Me, on the other hand, I don't sleep well before surgery. Haven't been sleeping well after surgery. I'm up a lot. I'm moving a lot. I'm shaking and baking, and not because I want to be.
Yeah.
The other week, last week actually, late last week, we were in bed and she was out cold.
Yeah.
I'm talking about snoring.
Well, it's summer. You're outside. You got two littles. She's probably got all the fresh air. She's done.
Well,
dude.
And she's burning double the energy because I can't keep up with anybody right now.
It's so tiring.
She's two hands for four. You know, for four hands.
Well, and when my kids were little, they at least went to their dad's and I got a break. Whereas she's doing it 7 days.
there's no break, and she's helping
she's
me
dying.
Out. Right?
Yeah,
she's
taking
up.
Care of you. That's right.
Wait, wait, hold on. Wait, how are we? Hold on. Let's not butter her.
You are definitely the jerk. Okay, go on. Tell everyone why, though.
But no, we were in bed sleep the other night, and I was moving around. I wasn't comfortable, and I moved around too much. She was moving around in her sleep, too, and ended up more on my side of the bed, the quote-unquote. I woke up, and I was maybe 5-6 inches away from falling off the edge of the bed. Now, I tried to wake her up and went, baby, mi amor, mamita, please, scoot over.
Aaron. And then what happened?
Aaron scoot over. She wasn't waking up.
She didn't hear a thing.
Now, mind you, I'm double her size. I don't have
Aaron's
to wake
little.
Her up to move her.
Right. You could just push her, yeah.
So that's exactly what I did.
Wait, you...
I gave her the big body,
Lord.
And I said, boom!
You body slammed your wife?
I said, scoot
Come
over!
On! And I don't care if you're in pain!
Man, she woke up distraught talking about something. Oh, my God! You could have woke me up and told me to scoot over, and I said, I tried, and I went back to sleep. Or tried to go back to sleep. Said, I tried, dang it.
Oh, God.
So
she said, dang it. She could have woke me up.
She woke up then, huh? And all I said was, I tried, dang it.
I love being single for this reason and this reason only. Like, when I get in my bed, don't mess with me, man. Oh, this is hysterical. So is DZ the jerk for body slamming Aaron?
Would across
she
the
wouldn't
bed.
Stop snoring.
No, moving. She wouldn't move.
Oh, moving. And she would. And he asked repeatedly nicely, and she didn't hear. So then he pushes her.
I tried to be as delicate and be like, hey, baby. Because I know when she's sleeping, she's knocked. And I'm not trying to scare her awake.
No.
She's the type that even though we've been sleeping next to each other for 20 years, she gets scared at the sight of me in bed.
Can I stand up for Aaron? Because I know what women would do in this moment, because I've been in these conversations even recently.
What?
Women get in a circle and they all discuss how their husbands were big babies after surgery. I swear to God, I've heard this 1,000 times. Girl, when my husband had surgery, he was the biggest baby. I had to baby him for months. And I'm like, get it together. Like, these are the conversations women have about men. I think you're pretty tough. I think you're pretty strong. And I think you could push through a lot of pain.
I try.
So, but you know, you've been going through it. So I already know, I feel like that would be one of Aaron's things, is that men are the biggest babies when they have medical procedures.
Probably.
That would be the female argument, I feel like, here.
Probably.
Is that fair?
But then how does that come into play when I'm just trying to get into bed comfortably, stay in the bed comfortably,
I don't know.
And I'm inches away.
Defend your wife here. I don't know.
We got like a triple king. We've got a big bed,
you
bro.
You have a triple king?
It's
a big thing?
It's a bigger than normal
bed.
Hell,
I could get in.
It fits three people.
How do you know?
Because our kids fit.
Thank God you said that next.
Get out of here.
Oh, man.
But I straight up bodied her. I pushed her with my whole body, and I said, scoot over, man.
Jennifer in Racine. Oh, wait, no, she's not the one who texted this. Who texted this? You got to sign your name, guys.
Please do sign your name.
They said, jerk, no one ever thinks about the trauma of the snoree getting woken up.
Oh, because she was out cold having a wonderful REM sleep. Yeah.
When you get waken up, though, out of a sleep, like, oh, yeah.
It was like a, whoa, what are you doing kind of situation. But at the same time, when she's so deep in sleep, she ain't realized I had already cutely tried to scoot her over.
Mm-hmm.
Was I supposed to pick her up like Prince Charming and literally lift her? No,
yes.
I can't do that with my body.
Well, maybe you can. Maybe that's what she would say.
My knee don't do that right now.
Do your arms work?
Yes.
Jennifer in Racine, here's what she texted. She said, not the jerk. I'm the same way, maybe, because I'm biased, but I love DZ.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No, don't agree because you are a fan. I let people light me up when I'm wrong. You might be wrong, too, but listen.
I'm going to stand 10 toes on it.
Okay.
Could I have shaken her and been like, please scoot over and waken her up? Forget all that. It was the middle of the night, and I was just trying to move her.
Shout out Natalie in Bayview. She's the one that texted in. No one talks about the trauma of the one getting woken up. Thank you, Natalie, for signing.
Whatever, Natalie.
414-533-1037. Is DZ the jerk for waking his wife up a little aggressively? Because she was moving too much.
You can say it. I body slammed her. She was in my side of the bed, and I needed space. What?
These texts are killing me. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay,
this is a jerk. 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so DZ wants to know if he's the jerk because he body slammed his wife. Is that too aggressive to say?
That's a little aggressive.
While she was sleeping. He tried to wake her up nicely. She kept moving. He's uncomfortable because of his surgery. And so he might have pushed her. And then she went, what the?
I might have back-checked
dang.
Her. And now listen.
Back-checked her.
Could I have tried to wake her up more aggressively without pushing her? Yeah. But it was also the middle of the night. And I just, that's what made sense in my brain.
Let's start with Amy in Germantown. Why not? Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
About time we had a Germantown person calling besides Sherry. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
You tell us, is DZ the jerk for what he did to his wife?
Not the jerk.
Come on.
Really?
Jinx.
Wait, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, yeah.
But why? What?
So, I mean, you know, marriage is give and take. It's equal. He needs to sleep, too. Being married to a man that has sleep apnea and has a CPAP machine, I've been known to body slam him on more than one occasion, too. So
she's a body slammer, too. Now it's coming out. It's not because she was like, well, you know, and she's beating around the bush. And one time I body slammed my husband. Okay, say less, Amy.
Well, I wouldn't say body slam, but I aggressively pushed him.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know,
how
like,
it feels to the person being woken up.
Listen, you left Stone Cold come save Booker T, okay? You left Stone Cold save me this time.
Yep. Yep.
Wrestlers right. unite.
Well, Amy, the good news is there's room in Deezy and Aaron's bed for you.
In case there ain't no room in y'all's with the CPAP machine.
For real, yeah.
You Amy. Guys put Aaron in the middle, just send her back and forth like a fair ride.
Push her back.
Play ball. Yep. Yeah, like you're holding the kid's hand and you're swinging him in the air.
That'd be all a fun right. game.
Thank you for calling, Amy.
Have
you a good
bet.
Day.
Thank
right.
you. Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. She was a delight.
She held me down.
Let's go to a dude, Mike in Waukesha. I can't believe she said you were not the jerk. So I don't know.
I'll take it.
Now I'm worried with a guy. Hey,
you
Mike.
You saw me hang up fast.
Hey, how's it going?
Before she changes her mind.
Mike, do you think DZ's a jerk?
No. He's not the jerk.
Come
Everybody
on.
Needs their sleep. And you know what? Like, I mean, if his wife's that mad at him, he can tell her about the story about me when me and my wife got in an argument. And then that night I had a nightmare. She left me. But I'm really desirable, so I don't think that would happen.
And,
I'm
and,
the cat.
Says who? He hey, the pick.
It's his wife's first time with a baddie, and she knows it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Trophy husband, you know?
So
I rolled over because I thought she left me, and I, like, open hand slapped her across the chest because I, like, thought she was out of the bed.
Oh, so you were feeling
for space. You were like, hey, where's she at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I knocked the wind out of her and everything, though. She was not happy with me again.
I had one of those dreams once, and then it came, and then it came true.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I don't like talking about it because I remember being married and having that dream and being hysterical the next day.
It's not a good dream.
And sometimes I wonder, did it think it into the universe? Like, I get so scared about that dream, man. I hate those dreams.
You did not.
Yeah.
You're right.
Not.
I did nothing wrong.
Not.
I shouldn't be self-blaming for somebody else's lame decisions. But anyway,
and
thanks
Mike's
for calling,
wife ain't
Mike.
Leaving him either, okay? All right, Mike?
What was that?
He said, your wife ain't leaving you either. Bye. Hang up. You
no,
already said
not.
Not the
he's
jerk.
Too hot.
He's too desirable. Bye.
He said, I'm a hot husband.
He said, listen,
what the hell?
I'm the baddie, and we know it.
Like, send the pick, and I'll be the judge of that, my guy.
Tell your wife to send the pick. Have her call in. Let's get her side of the story when you punched her in the chest.
All right, last but not least, Anna, one of our regulars, who was at our VIP suite for Neo at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the phone, last but not least. We've been doing all this lately. Anna.
Morning.
You finally got to meet DZ at the fair. How was it?
I did. It was so nice, yes.
Good.
Yeah, you and hubby are dope.
Mm-hmm. You and your husband were there. Okay, so what do you think? Is DZ the jerk for pushing his wife?
No, I'm going to say not the jerk.
It sounds so bad. You guys, I'm cutting just that clip. Is DZ the jerk for pushing his wife? No. And I'm putting it on the air on repeat, all of you.
I just got the vacuum sweep, baby. Everybody's getting paid today. Woo! Checks are in the mail. Let's go.
I knew you paid off the listeners today. I knew it.
You do what you got to do. Listen.
I got to have Aaron's back. I know I'm torn because I love DZ and Aaron. Who do I support here?
Jokes.
Who do I pick?
Well, sorry, as someone who has a husband who snores, you know, and I sometimes have to do the pushing too. So wow. It's like, I got to get some sleep.
So three people called in to assault their partners in their sleep.
Appreciate y'all holding me down. Okay. Thank you.
Get married. It'll be great. They said.
Jokes aside, there's no DV going on. If anybody's beating
there's
anybody,
not, no.
It's Aaron hitting me.
Thank you. Domestic violence is not a joke and we do not joke about it.
For
but
real.
The way it sounds today, obviously it sounds really funny.
I body slammed my wife in bed in more than one way, so y'all just be cool about it, okay? Okay? Bye.
Anna, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Appreciate you. Much love.
Love
bye.
You guys.
Love
you
poor
back.
Wife. Your poor wife.
I know she's mad at me right
she
now.
She should be.
Let me, did she text me yet?
She should be. Ooh, is she going off yet?
She might be busy with the boy, so she could not be listening.
Somebody said earplugs exist. Yeah, but she wasn't snoring. She was moving too much this time.
She was way too far over on my side of the bed. And you want to know the caveat of this? It was because she was giving granite space on
the
her
cat?
Yeah, granite our cat. She
well,
was
cat,
giving cat space.
It's a three-legged cat. Granite has been traumatized after losing a leg. Let granite have her space.
So the three-legged cat got more space than the one-legged
husband.
Yeah,
did you lose a leg? No.
Close to it.
No. You still have your leg.
Feels like
you
it.
You got a replacement. You didn't. You got stuff put in your leg to help.
I got some dead dude inside
granite
of me.
Granite has nothing. No leg. No nothing. Now
fine,
what? You
want to
fight?
You know what? Fine.
Are you the jerk for saying the
nope.
cat's worse off?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Nope. Or better off?
Nope, nope. Moved on. Not the jerk today.
I will say, whoever texted in, forget the body slam, use the spray bottle. Genius. Okay. If you don't bring that into the bedroom now and tell me what happens.
Now, y'all really trying to get her to leave me.
Now, you're going
to
get body slammed.
Y'all trying to get her to leave me after body slamming me. No, we're good.
Pretty much.
Keep the spray bottle. Forget y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.